Hello, this is Alex speaking.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alex. This is Sheldon Benjamin from Gnomebook. Lisa told me to give you a call.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing great myself.
Excellent.
So, I wanted to discuss the book with you, but because there are a few loopholes that I would like to clear up as well, let me just open up your form so we can start working from there. Okay. Okay. So I have your form open, and the book title is Fine Balance and Fine Healing, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it may change at some point, but that's what I like the best. I think it sums up the point I'm trying to get across.
Okay. There's like two things that matter a lot when it comes to the title of the book is, one is the title unique. Unique in the sense that there's no other book with the similar title. And secondly, it should relate to your book cover somewhat, if you can. Otherwise, not necessary, but sometimes it helps. It can relate to your book cover as well.
Okay.
Okay, now, moving on to the idea of your book. Based on my own life experiences, I want to share what I have lived through. So this is basically, from my understanding, what I got is more of a self-help book about your own journey of recovery, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason you want to write this book is because you had some rough experiences in your life, but you picked yourself up and continued to move on. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Your audience is overall the general public, but people who are looking at similar scenarios are looking for some hope.
Yeah.
Okay. You have
and they're looking for guidance.
Guidance, yeah.
Yeah, it's more so of I want to be able to provide a let people know they're not alone. A lot of people go through it, and this is how you can take steps to find your own healing.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Then, moving towards the manuscript, you don't exactly have a manuscript plan at this time, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, I just have what I sent you guys.
Okay. Wait, let me actually open that up. What did you send? I am looking at the portal. Are you talking about the forms that you filled out, or do you have?
No, because I sent the forms, and then Lisa had sent a reply.
Yeah.
And then I haven't done anything off of that.
Okay, no problem, because I thought you sent some form of manuscript, but if it doesn't exist, that's no problem. What we can do is we can define the chapters and give each chapter a description. Okay, so me and my team have an idea of how we're going to work this book. Like once we complete the outline, what we can do is we can discuss a chapter on a call, or you can give us a small, write-up that depicts what the chapter is going to contain, and we'll develop it into a, well-written format. It can be a few pages, a few paragraphs, depends on your requirement and how much we can expand on that relative topic. Because I assume this should have parts of your history as well, right?
Yeah, I would just put examples of my past, just to use as supporting examples.
Okay. So let's start with introduction would be, let's not go for introduction before the book is complete. So we have an introduction to be written when we have a clear-cut picture of what the book's like. So let's start with chapter one. What do you have in mind for where the book should start?
Chapter one or kind of the introduction?
No, I do understand. I do understand. We will have an introduction. That's not a problem. We're going to have
an introduction. Yeah, no. Okay, should I like write an introduction or?
You can write an introduction as well. However, what I recommend is, for basically a technical writing book, what I usually recommend is we first get an understanding of the chapters overall, and then we move to an introduction. But if you think you are,
okay.
You can give me a write-up for an introduction, I would like that because it will help me out a lot.
Okay. Because I do have a very brief write-up for it, but I don't know if it's going to give you the same type of answers that you're looking for from going through chapter by chapter.
You can send it to Lisa, and she'll forward it to me, and like I'll see if it is usable or not. Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, talking about chapter one, what, again, getting back to the same question, what do you believe should be like the starting point of chapter one? What should be the topic?
I think that I kind of was going to start it with an energetic start to the chapter, just kind of a very basically, like, you know, everything is energy, like just explaining what it is and how it can relate to us, and, you know, how we can support it and, you know, what is negative versus positive energies and how it can affect, you know, a lot of internally, like mindsets, it can, you know, affect our decisions, all the things, just how it plays a part in our day-to-day lives,
mm-hmm.
and us as like a being. And then I just want to explain kind of like when there's a blockage or a disharmony with the energy, that's when things start to show up in our lives.
Can I stop you there for 1 second, if you don't mind?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's start with chapter one can be defining the energy you're talking about, right? You're basically talking about mental powers, right, at this time.
I'm just talking about energy, like energetics. It's just about how, you know, everything holds a vibration, a vibrational energy, a frequency.
Okay, so you're talking about energy in general, right?
Yes.
Like for objects, like the animate or inanimate, rather. Aside from that, you're just talking about general energy of an object. Okay, so let's label the title as energy. Okay, right now we're just going to complete titles. Then we're going to go towards descriptions, okay?
Okay.
So chapter one can be just energy. It's going to define what that energy is, what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
okay? Then mm-hmm. we'll move towards you're talking about disruption of that energy, right?
Yes, for the chapter two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then comes the disruption of energy. Then is there anything else linked to that or would two chapters suffice for energy?
Well, I think that chapter two, I think there's, you know, a different, like I think you can go into a lot about the blockages and
uh-huh.
what they can... how they can show up, and yeah.
Okay, so we'll define it this way, right? First chapter is going to be defining that energy. Second chapter is going to be the disruption of that energy, okay? So after that is supposed to come the healing part, right? So you have the definition, then you have the problem, and then you have the solution. So what do you want to label that chapter as? Do you want it recovering the energy or healing or what exactly is your perspective of dealing with that issue?
So for this one, it was kind of like a self-realization or like a self-inquiry and a realization and like to notice things that were like patterns that were happening or blockages in one area are related to others in another area.
So it's kind of like piecing together all of what is not working for you, and it's kind of getting down to, you know, just getting more so from when you've identified where the root is, diving into consistently how it's showing up in your life, because that's what's going to guide you towards the healing. So it's more of like a getting curious about yourself, and so that way you can start questioning things differently, so you can, you know, take different approaches, ask different questions, look at different things, like those types of things.
So then, I propose three titles for this. There's two recommendations in my head for a title for this chapter. You can either relate it to your current title of the book. You can call it Finding Your Center, because that relates to balance.
Okay. Mm.
Or you can say Finding Harmony. What would you prefer?
I like...
What more relates to your concept?
Finding Harmony.
Okay. So we'll label this one as Finding Harmony. So
because also in this chapter, I would like to introduce the concept, which I'm a very big fan of the wellness wheel.
The what?
And that talk, the wellness wheel.
Wellness wheel.
And so, yeah, it's about six to ten areas of your life, and that basically is talking about, you know, creating a balance. And so,
this is kind of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Kind of, yeah, on a different field, but yes, same concept.
Yes, it's a very similar, I'm looking at it right now, it's a very similar concept to Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
Okay. So now this is basically one section. Should I consider this just one section of the book?
Mm-hmm.
Which is based on energy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then we have... Okay. So let's describe this specific section first, and we'll move towards the rest. So first comes energy itself, okay? The title description is going to be energy. Then there's going to be a description elaborating on the energy of people and objects. And how it affects general life, how it behaves. Is that about it? Elaborating on the energy of people and objects, how it affects general life, and how it behaves towards our emotions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else should be going? What else are you going to be adding into the
definition? I also, for that part of energy, I want to explain like kind of examples of like when people are in a higher energetic place and when people are in a negative place, so they can clearly understand kind of like how the difference between negative and positive, so just so they have an understanding of it, since that's something that I work with, I guess, throughout.
Shouldn't that go in chapter two, like defining the positive and negative, and then telling what happens in the negative?
Okay.
Yeah, because like talking about negative energy, if you define it early on in chapter one, what that is, that just breaks the concept of chapter two.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So this is going to be a general description of the energy that you're talking about, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Then comes the disruption of energy, defining positive and negative energy, and elaborating on the effect of both. More so relative to the negative energy. So you, because I assume you wouldn't want to elaborate a lot on the positive energy, because we are talking about healing from negative energy, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And how negative energy is formed and how it affects us over time. This is that, because like this is my description that I've typed out. Defining positive and negative energy, elaborating on the effect of both, more so relative to the negative energy, and how negative energy is formed and how it affects us over time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is, it's a good enough for a description for you?
Yeah, how it's like stored in our body and affects us over time, and you know, even what seems like a very small negative energy compounded over time,
mm-hmm,
just creates a big issue. But yeah.
Okay. Okay. One important thing I forgot to mention, because like, but no, we'll be adding it in chapter 3, so that's fine. Okay, so finding harmony. Now, how do you want to start? What's going to be the description of finding harmony? What's your solution towards the problem of negative energy?
Well, my solution to it is to, I use the wellness wheel to understand the areas and to find harmony in all of the areas, and to use, to stay in a positive energy and to use positive energy for healing other areas that are not in, that are blocked or not within the harmony realm.
Okay, so what you're saying is we'll start by defining the solution, which is explaining the wellness wheel, then to
mm-hmm
gain positive energy to balance out the negative.
Yeah.
And find, you know, finding overall harmony in your system.
Yeah. Well, it's like looking at, seeing what you need to look into in order to create that harmony in your body.
Okay. Perfect. And I think that's it for our, this is a section relative to energy, right?
For chapter 3?
Yeah. Like overall, the section of energy is over on this, right? We have the definition of energy, the description of energy,
yeah,
and finding the harmony. Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah,
how does this relate to you? Because finding harmony, we want to add something relative to your life and your life experience, right? That's how the impact of the solution is made, because it should relate to your life.
Yes. So that's when I would go through the different areas of the wellness wheel, and I would give an example of how, like, because when you tell what it is, then I can give examples of how I knew that I was not living in harmony with that. And so that's how other things became, you know, present because of that.
I have a question, Alex.
Yeah.
Are you going to put part of your life, like, you know, are you going to put a part of your life in this book, right? Fiji Solution.
Yeah.
Correct. So for that, we do require a few things. One is chronological order. That's very important. Okay. By chronological order, I mean every situation that you're going to define, it should be in proper time-based order. Like, let's say this, you can start with, okay, this happened in 2010, and then this happened in 11, and 12, 13, 14.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm trying to ask you right now is, what exactly are you going to add here? Like, what part of your life are you going to be telling here? When did it start? How does it relate?
Oh, Well, it's going to start from childhood because a lot of like my stresses and traumas and stuff like that start in childhood, and then they grow up through, like, just through normal everyday lifestyle living and choices and everything else. And then I think the main thing started was, I think when I was 25, I'd have to look back at the year of that. But when I was 25, when I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and then I became very medically symptomatic, and that's kind of where all this started. So.
Okay, at the age of 25, okay, at the age of 25, you got diagnosed with what?
I got diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Lyme disease?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm pretty sure you went on medication.
Yes. And then, so do you want me to tell you, or do you want me to just tell you kind of what I'm going to do and then write this up? Because I can tell it to you right now, or I just didn't know if I was going
to,
if you
want to tell
it to
me right now. Because, like, the thing is, we're going to work chapter by chapter. If you tell me everything right now, then we'll lose, the call would be disrupted for me to hear and for the team.
Oh, okay.
How we're going to work on this.
Okay. But, I mean, I went from a couple of diagnoses. Like, I got another diagnosis, you know, a year and a half later, and then, you know, a few years later, then my mom died. And so, like, I don't know how much to tell you right now, just to kind of outline the chapter.
No, I understand. And you can then go for 27 and then go for, okay, at 27, you have another diagnosis?
Multiple sclerosis, yeah.
Says, and then when is the passing of your mother?
2018.
2018. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Thank you.
Was it sudden?
Yes.
What happened?
She had five cancers from her life. So on the fifth cancer, it was hard for her to get testing done at the doctor's offices, and she had basically a stomach ache. And by the time they were able to figure out what it was, she had liver cancer, and then she passed away 9 days later because it, like, took over everything.
Wow, that's tough.
Yeah, she had a good run, a very interested one. But yeah.
How old was she?
She was 66.
66. She.
66.
Tough cookie.
Yeah. She had a challenging life, but you know, she was a smiley fighter. So good.
That's great to hear. That's
basically. Basically, from her passing away, kind of gave me the ambition to figure out how to find healing on my own, because the medical industry could only do so much to help her, and so she had to, like, learn how to balance herself and to kind of doctor herself to do alongside with the doctors. So it's from her death that it kind of, like, get it together. So that's why I'm a big proponent of, you know, harmony in general.
I understand. I won't pry on this more because I understand it's a touchy topic. Okay. So we have clarity on the first three chapters. Where do you want to go for towards from here?
I say the next one is once you kind of understand what harmony you need, so you have an understanding of the wheel, you've looked at it, kind of found where you need to work on and what needs balancing, then I would say chapter four would be how to go about doing it. Like actually making the effort to heal.
Oh, okay,
or how to start
okay,
to,
okay,
I guess.
Okay. I think we're going to have to change the name of the chapters then. So because in this sense, if you're talking, you're just going to explain harmony and then define how it's achievable, is then I think we should add your history, the one you have told, in chapter two, because that relates to, you know, the negative energy, what it is, what it does. Then we'll talk
okay.
about how your negative energy was developed, okay? Then we'll,
okay.
we'll say finding harmony is going to be chapter four, and we'll label chapter three as... So first step to, like, this is a code, but it's a very good code. First step to, you know, solving a problem is realizing that there is one, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Awareness.
Yeah. So the label, as the word you said, the label chapter three as awareness. Okay. Because then we'll define the solution. We'll understand the situation. And it's basically evaluation of self, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Call it reevaluation. Of self, then we can move towards finding harmony, which is going to be implementing the solution, right?
Well, I didn't have implementing the solution just yet.
Mm-hmm.
I had the next chapter as like, okay, now that I have the awareness,
mm-hmm.
what do I do with this? So like, how do I even go about finding out how to make these changes?
Okay, labeling it as finding harmony is good, right? Like,
yeah, because that comes a lot from my personal experience is I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it was like me searching around, like reading, listening to things, doing all the things, a lot of testing and stuff like that. So that whole, like, you know, okay, great, now that I know I have a problem, but now what do I do with it? That was a big part of my story. So, like, that what do I do with it part is something that I want to answer for other people. Is like, now that you have awareness, it's not enough to just have awareness. You have to start making a plan, take actions
uh-huh.
to go towards the healing that you need. You can't just sit on it and know it, you know.
Got it. So I'm trying to understand the situation as well. Okay, so in finding harmony, we have understanding what needs to be done.
I guess in a way, it would be kind of also trial and error testing of things that resonate and you connect with. So let's just say on the wellness wheel, if, you know, you find that you're lonely and depressed and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
you realize that you need more social involvement, so then it's like, okay, well, how do I go and get more social involvement? So, like, where do I go for looking for that? So it's kind of taking a look at what the awareness of what's causing the disharmony in your body and how to, what are the ways that you can improve it, and then which ones do you want to try to do in your own life? Does that make sense?
That are evaluated. are found out after evaluation. So, according to your words, what I am getting is understanding what needs to be done, how it needs to be done relative to the wellness wheel. Then comes trial and error of things that are found out after evaluation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is finding harmony. Then comes chapter 5. But wait. One important thing before we go ahead. So in chapter 2, I'm going to talk about your childhood, okay, after defining negative energy and all of that. And we're going to talk about how you got diagnosed with Lyme disease and your second diagnosis, okay,
mm-hmm.
and the other negative things that happened in your life. Now,
mm-hmm.
what you told me is that your journey of healing started after your mother passed away, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to put that in chapter 3 because that is where the reevaluation of self comes. Okay.
That's very, very true.
Because after that, you started to reevaluate yourself and you started your journey towards healing. Then in chapter 4.
I don't know if this should go into it, but after my mother passed, I then decided to do yoga training, and I went to integrative nutrition health school, and through the health school is when I learned about the wellness wheel, and I did my own reevaluating because I looked at myself medically and non-medically from all angles, and that's when I started relating my reevaluating, like when I was going through myself, to how it lined up with the wellness wheel. I'm sorry, I probably should have said that before, but I'm just remembering it.
I understand. It's not a problem. I'm actually, because this always happens. There's nothing to apologize about because there's a lot of information that you're processing in your head right now as well as we speak. So the more you provide, the more I'm diagnosing the information and seeing where it should go relative to the chapter. So doing yoga and going to health school, that should be coming in chapter 4 because that is you doing trial and error, right? That's your trial and error.
Well, that is, but the health school and the yoga is actually what, I don't know really how to explain it, of like, okay, so my mother passed, and I was like, I need to figure out how to fix myself, and I was like, how do I do that? And so I'm like, let me go to health coaching school. And in health coaching school, because I wanted to change careers, I wanted to leave the corporate world, and I wanted to do something in the health coaching or the health field. And so I went to health coaching school, and in there, in combination with yoga, is when I learned all of these ways that I could actually self-reevaluate on my own. And it was like, then is when I started to learn and I started to figure out how, like I said, that's when I learned what the wellness wheel was. I learned about, you know, spiritual philosophies because I was doing yoga. I learned about other philosophies. And because I learned all of that, that's what kind of led me to understand how, you know, I noticed all of these blockages, and then from there, also how I can unblock them when I did that, so then I could go on to make an adjustment afterwards.
So, okay, related to that, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, in chapter 3, about you doing yoga and you going to health school, okay? We're going to talk about how you found out about the wellness wheel, but we're not going to talk about what you did with it, okay? In chapter 4, what we're going to do is we're going to define what you did with that understanding of the wellness wheel, your own learning and evaluation.
Okay.
Okay. And what comes after this? What comes after finding harmony? So you found your solutions. What do you want to, because I assume after this comes the solution, right? Chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Well, what is your
question? I also did support, and then kind of like the solution. But support, I guess, would go into the solution.
Do you think support is enough? Do you have enough information to elaborate on this?
Yeah, I'm wondering if I do. I mean, I feel like I do, just collectively, because when I think about everything, it's not itemized in chapters right now in my mind. But support, more so for me, was about you have to have discernment to, you know, if you go to friends and stuff like that, friends aren't always going to give you the best thing. So it's like you have to know how to discern for yourself what is going to help you and what's going to keep you stuck on the healing path. And, you know, things that you watch and you listen to and the kinds of music and things like that that are supportive of the goal of healing that you're trying to achieve, like what's going to, you know, going to promote that as much as possible. Instead of not helping that. And maybe that's something that you just put into one of the other areas of the book.
So support is more or less like part of the solution.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, so if we define what the wellness wheel is, and then, you know, we take the wellness wheel, look at the self-evaluation type of thing, figure out, you know, the imbalances, the disharmony. Then it's, you know, how do we get support to help us implement the changes that we need to make that are going to just kind of help us, like just support whatever we need to do. Because then the next chapter after that, I have a lot of, you know, gut and nutrition-y based type of information, which I think is a huge aspect of it. And then, you know, creating routines. So I kind of feel like support is part of the solution, even though it's part of the wellness wheel as well as part of, like, social connection, stuff like that. I think support can come from many different areas. Like everything we do can support us positively and negatively. So that's why I broke it out.
I think what we can do is we can divide this in two chapters. So I'll say in two sections. That is what I believe. I can divide this book into two sections. Okay. So what we can do is we can label the first four chapters as how should I say? Like, give it a title, and we can talk about the energy, disruption of energy, reevaluation of self, and finding harmony, like to the point of discussing energy to just understanding yourself. Okay, that can come in one, two, four. Then we can label section two as the solution. And then we can start on, you know, we can different aspects of the solution, like gathering support, your personal hygiene, what you eat, what you do, the different kind of solutions that you're going to propose. So we can divide that into two sections. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. It's kind of like the how you became out of harmony and how can you get back in harmony.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So then we're going to label this as 2-1. We can call 2-1 as gathering support. Okay? Then comes 2-2. That's going to be, are you going to, after gathering support comes personal hygiene? Or we can call it nitty-gritty.
I would say lifestyle, maybe. And, I mean, nitty-gritty is, like, yes, I think it's all nitty-gritty. No, I would say, like internal support. I'm not good at coming up with titles, to be honest. So, it's about, like, lifestyle. And, I mean, this one I had primarily focused on the gut because nutrition and gut and, like, our gut health. I just think nutrition for me across my whole line, my whole story, is largely based in nutrition. And then, so like, and how it impacts us and how, you know, if we have impurities in our gut and things like that, like our gut's our second brain. And so it affects how we think, the way we think, you know, our mood swings, inflammation, you know, stress and all of that. So it's like our self-care.
I
like
came up with a good title.
Okay.
We can label your gathering support as external wellness, okay? Because that is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to relate the entire book to the wellness wheel. We can call that external wellness.
External.
And then,
we're
going to talk about, yes.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. So we have, what else is part of your solution?
For chapter 5?
Like, we have, the first section is complete, then comes, we're at section 2, so we have section 2, chapter 1 as external wellness, then, you know, section 2, chapter 2 as internal wellness, now comes section 2, chapter 3.
I would say creating routines.
Okay.
Like, action plan. Like, something going forward, or
no? Then we can't call it a routine. Going forward isn't a routine. Going forward should be the name for this. But what is the information relative to this? So I have an understanding of what we're going to name.
So the information is, and this again is based off of my own story and stuff. Is I found routines. And I set a routine. Through the trial and error, I found what worked for me, and I stuck with that. And I made it a part of my every single day habit, and, you know, I stuck with it. And I just made ways to remind myself of it. But it also, I had to recognize, well, A, you had to celebrate along the way, but you know, I had to reflect. Like, reflection and introspection were a lot of things, because that just went into the routine of everything. Because without a routine, then my harmony was easily thrown off course.
Okay.
Because I had to build the routine before it became a habit type of thing.
So basically, you're finding balance.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So we have external wellness and internal wellness, and finding balance, and what comes next?
This is the last one that I have is, it was kind of just a wrap up of, like, you know, what, it's an internal thing. Like, you have to constantly reevaluate, you know, relook at yourself and constantly see where your imbalances are so you can make sure that you are in full balance. And then, you know, just to be grateful for things that you learn and just live in, you know, because you're in balance, then you live in a higher vibration and higher energy. And also, I do wanted to put in something about how, you know, to go back, like, setbacks are normal, but they can help you heal even more going forward. You know, they're like guides in your life of where you can look at more closely. But it's basically when you're in harmony with yourself, you're limitless. You can do anything.
Okay. Let's see. We could relate it to, okay. start finding harmony, external balance, internal balance, finding the balance. Okay. So you're basically talking about things you're supposed to do every day in order to continue living in that balance and harmony, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or just having, like, an idea of, like, every day I'm going to eat a healthy breakfast. Every day I'm going to move for 30 minutes. Every day I'm going to, you know, meditate. And it's certain things that provide benefit to you that you're going to incorporate every day.
We can just call this making habits. Because this is basically, we're going to relate to making habits, right?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, that could, yeah,
eating
we could do that.
Every day, eating
work.
Healthy every day, doing positive things is about, you know, it's about creating habits. Because that's also my personal belief that people in it, with, you know, trying to gain their careers, they forget their habits, their hobbies, and they indulge into more, you know, depressing stuff rather than trying to pick themselves up and being more cheerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then we'll have a conclusion.
Okay.
Should we have a conclusion? Do you want to?
It's
kind of like an afterthought.
Yes, I don't have anything written for that. But I suppose we should have a
that should be
like
done,
a brief.
But they're gonna write 8 chapters of your book, so they can definitely write an afterthought without you telling them.
I guess like a very short kind of like a wrap up.
Okay, so now I want you to define 3 things for me. Okay, I have already written a description for finding balance. Now I want you to describe to me external wellness. That is finding, like being social or finding friends and social interactions.
Is there any revision that we can place on?
Because this is what I've written out. Finding friends and social interactions, dealing with your circle, and finding support within the right people. Is that external wellness?
Well, see, the thing is that they're all linking up to the sections of the wellness wheel. And so if you have social is one whole section of it. And in social is going to be finding friends and stuff like that. So, like, environmental is going to be more of an external wellness. Like, environmental, I guess financial, a social aspect, and the physical aspect.
Okay, financial. So we're going to label factors, okay? Factors that affect this. Factors that affect this are the environmental factor, the financial factor. What else affects our external wellness according to you?
Occupation.
Okay. That would be social standing then. Oh, wait, professional standing.
Yeah, our work. Our jobs, what we do for our living.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have 3 factors affecting our external wellness. That is actually 4. As well, social standing, environmental factor, financial factor, and professional standing, correct?
Yes, but I don't want to call it social standing.
Well, I'm not calling
because,
it social standing. I'm just saying I'm saying it as these are full facts. I'm labeling it out in words. We're not going to actually say that these are. We're not going to highlight them as factors. We're just stating that to summarize what this is going to contain.
Yes.
Okay, then let's talk about internal wellness. Internal wellness relates to
our emotional state.
Okay, emotional state.
Like how we cope with emotions throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I would say social here, because it's a part of, do you feel like you're part of the community? Like, how do you feel, like, social acceptance type of thing?
Okay.
Then spirituality.
Wouldn't social acceptance be considered an external factor? Because that is dependent on people outside you.
It can be, because maybe you want to go, and it's a sense of belonging type of thing, because some people, you know, want to have a lot of people around or a big social scene. Some people just want to be alone in Alaska.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so yes. It's like, kind of, where do you see yourself playing a part that fits you best in society?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it is external, but it's also internal. I'm not too sure. Because I think it has to do with, are you happy with the connection and the sense of belonging that you have with your community? That's why I relate it more to an internal type of thing. Because it's thinking about, like, you know, do I feel like the friends that I surround myself with are good with me? Do I get enough variety of, you know, things that I'm doing? It's all about, like, how you internalize that social activity and if it's fulfilling to you or not.
Then how is financial external? If we call social internal, how can we call financial or professional standing as external? That's also an internal factor, because we decide what we want to do, and similarly, our financial, the problems developed by our financial factors are basically internal problems. We could either be fine with them or not fine with them. External wellness,
yeah,
is more or less things you can't control. Right?
I mean, maybe I'm not clear on the definitions that we're going to be using for internal and external wellness, because financial is like, yes, I can control it as much as possible, but am I happy with where I'm at now? And if I am happy with where I'm at now, great, and I move on to the next one. But if I'm not happy, not with it, then how I can fix that. But it's not I can't sit, like, let's just say I can't meditate and be like, okay, if I go to more parties, my financial status is going to change. Or, you know, something like, if I meditate on this, that's not going to change my financial standing.
Mm-hmm.
But with something like social is, you know, if you're out of balance, maybe you need to meditate more. Maybe you need to go to group things to do that or something. So, I don't know. And like I said, maybe my definition of them is, you know, unclear. I just attributed financial to an external.
Okay, let's do something. Rather than saying external or internal wellness, we can say factors of wellness, okay, as the start of the second section. We can label all the factors rather than calling it internal or external, because there's a fine line between both of them. We can generally call them, you know, factors of wellness, or we can say branches of wellness, something like that.
Yeah, they're just different areas. Like, each area all needs to work together to create the one wheel.
Well, we can just call this the wheel of wellness. Why not? We can define the wheel itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So we'll define and we'll call it the wellness wheel. Is it the wellness wheel or is it the wheel of wellness?
I think it can be interchangeable.
Okay, we'll just call it wellness wheel. And
yeah, because I know it as wellness wheel, but online a lot it's the wheel of wellness. I think it's who's defining it.
Yeah. Defining the wheel and its factors and its branches. Okay. Since you don't like factors, then chapter 2 can become using the wheel or implementing the wheel?
Implementing the wheel. Understanding the wheel? Putting the wheel in action? Yeah.
Right.
So that's like a short time frame in which we can start working on the website along with the other stuff to get things ready. So the player is almost done. So we won't have a lot of work there.
Should we go with riding the wheel?
Like riding the wheel?
Yeah, because it's a wheel relative to, you know, going on a journey. So.
Riding the wheel. Riding the wheel of wellness. Okay. All right, yeah, I like that.
Riding the wheel. In this, like, first we'll explain the branches and all the factors, and then we'll tell how you can achieve positive energy from the branches. Make sense?
Yeah.
We define the wheel and its branches, and in the next section we define how to achieve positive energy from those branches.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Then comes your finding balance. This is finding a routine, going through trial and like finding a routine through trial and error, finding hobbies that help, reflecting and introspecting the routine to find balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then comes making habits. I think I should remove finding hobbies that help here and place that in making habits.
We recommend them to have the website because the website has many different advantages as well. I mean, you get 100% royalties, you're becoming your own brand there.
Making habits, yeah, finding hobbies that help. I think that should be enough of a definition because you can define what you want in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we'll just consider it overall the afterthought. Afterthought's going to be a wrap-up, and we basically have 9 chapters, okay?
Okay.
So let me give you a breakdown again. We have starting from Section 1. What do you want to name Section 1, though? We can actually name this energy and we can change chapter 1 as what is energy?
Yeah, I was thinking what is energy or like what are we or something like that.
If you place the order for the marketing package with us, then of course we can visualize that properly.
Like what are we made of or something? I don't know. Yeah, something like
okay.
What is it?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to label it all as energy. We're going to label at chapter 1, chapter 2, 3, and 4 of energy, okay?
Okay.
And there's going to be, then comes the second part that's going to be wellness. Wait, the book's name is Balance. Your book can be named Energy and Wellness, by the way. Because we have two
energy
sections of the book.
energy and okay.
Because like if we have the book's name Finding Balance and then in the book we're talking about energy and wellness, that just, you know, goes in two different directions.
Okay.
We can work on the title. We can work on the title, but it should relate to what's inside the book.
Okay. I agree with that. Yes.
Titles are interchangeable overall, but the, like going forward, go over
okay.
time. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping, I figure actually, as this comes together more, the title will either stay or, you know, it'll define itself basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect. By the way, what do you have in mind for the book cover? What kind of book have you thought of so far?
To be honest, I haven't even really thought about it for the book cover. Probably something having to do with the wheel. I'm not too sure. I have to do some image searches because I had something to do with the wheel, but I do want to have some type of, since we're talking about energy and wellness and stuff like that, to see if there's a way that I can kind of combine two references to hybrid the, you know, something that represents wellness, but something also represents energy and how they could be kind of like intertwined.
Well, this is my idea on the top of my head. Think of a person. I would suggest in your case, since you as a writer, you know, a woman who's sitting in cross-legged, okay? Yes, in the state. You know the yoga state? I'm not sure what's that called. Zen?
Lotus pose, yeah.
Lotus? Okay.
Lotus.
Okay. So you're sitting in that position, and there's a green aura around you. That green aura depicts the wellness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can have, since usually the wellness wheel is defined as a set of its own colors, each, you know, mm-hmm. aspect defined with its own colors. So we can
mm-hmm.
have different orbs of energy, like different colored orbs of energy, you
mm-hmm.
know, either in a circle or some way around the person or in different places. So it could relate to the wheel of wellness. It could relate to energy and wellness itself. If we are to, you know, name the book Energy and Wellness, it could
yeah.
really define it. The green aura, you know, a slightly, you can say, bluish silhouette overall, a dark blue silhouette, then a green aura behind it, defining the
yeah.
wellness. You know,
okay.
kind of like in movies where they show kind of like somebody being blessed, there's like a white light around them, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But green.
I like the different areas because then you get into auras and energy
exactly.
in the auras, and each of our auras are different colors, and so it's kind of like that. If you're sitting in a meditative position and you have, you know, a balanced auric field type of thing. Yeah, I like it. I'm also okay to not have an image of someone, just have, like, a picture or something. I don't know why. The first thing that comes to mind for like cover wise or something like that, and I know this is on, you know, for Dr. Joe Dispenza, how he has on his book like Becoming Supernatural, where he just has like a symbol of like wellness up there, and it's just like the wellness like harmony type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like not too clear on a cover image, because I'm fine with doing something simple like that, or maybe it's, yeah, I do like the idea of having the auric field type of thing. Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to comment because I feel like I'm just going to confuse you.
No,
I'm confused.
Well, now let's work on the book. We'll work on if there's. I just gave you an idea that I felt was.
Yeah.
There. If you have any other ideas, you can always share it with Lisa, and you can discuss. And she probably has some ideas of her own as well.
Okay. Perfect.
So, I think we have a good idea of what the introduction, like the outline, is going to be. I'm gonna forward that to Lisa. And I'll send it your way myself if I can. So we're gonna have a session going forward because this already has been a 1-hour session. So we're gonna have a session moving forward. We're gonna talk about the first chapter, okay? And using that recording, me and my team will develop the first draft and we'll send it your way. Okay?
Okay.
So this is going to be purely, since this is purely ghostwritten, you're going to have to understand that the first draft might not necessarily be to your liking because we're going to understand the perspective, the kind of writing that you want and like the first 2-3 drafts, okay?
Sure.
So feel free to give all kind of feedbacks, whether it's critical or it's light. It's all depends, but give us as much detail as you can so we have a better understanding of what you want, okay?
Okay. I probably should say that, like, I don't know if I should say it, but for, like, language-wise, I like to make everything super basic.
Of course.
So
that is the point of the book.
Okay, yeah, because I'm like, some people put in, like, big words or things like that. I'm like, I like to basically talk like I'm talking to, you know, like a 5-year-old, and they can understand it.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
I completely understand. It's going to be layman tactics all the way.
Excellent. Okay. That's how my mind works. So I'm like, I need to do that to other people too. So.
Okay. So any questions you have for me, or are we good on the outline?
I think we are good on the outline. I'll send you that little thing that I have for the introduction. So should I send it to Lisa directly or like email, or should I put it on the project board?
You can put it on Teamwork and I would be able to access it. Okay. Whatever you put on Teamwork,
great.
I'll be able to access. If there's a requirement, I'll send you a message there myself. Okay.
Okay, great. I'll do that one. Then I will do that today. So thank you very much for taking the time.
No problem, Alex. So, well, one, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and two, it's a nice book. I think it's a fun concept, and I'll enjoy writing this.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. No problem. So I'll be sending me or Lisa will be sending you the developed outline. It's going to be the same form, basically. I filled out the form that you sent to us, okay? So you can just scroll down to the last page and you'll find a outline, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. Well, anything else? Or are we good?
No, I think we're good.
Perfect, Alex. Well, I'll catch up to you later on our next session. You can schedule that through Lisa, and then we'll catch up then. Okay? Take care.
Okay, excellent.
Have a good day.
Bye. Have a good day. Bye. Okay, bye.